This was a terrible time. I had no house. I didn't live in my house.
From September of 1979 until January of 1981, Luella Kenny didn't have a home until the state bought her house, which had 32 parts per billion of dioxin in the backyard.
And during that time, the house was burglarized 6 times. They even robbed a full-size pool table, if you can believe that, from the house.
Kenny, like many of the Love Canal residents at the time, were put in hotels while the government figured out what to do. She says the blue-collar mentality men of that era had caused many domestic disputes. For many men, losing your home made you a failure.
I mean, there were many divorces. I can remember when we lived in the hotels, all the fighting and arguing that went on between couples because the husband wanted to go back home and the wife didn't want to go back home to the contaminated area. So it was really quite challenging. And you had several men committing suicide.
Kenny remembers her husband having to take her kids to get sandwiches at 7-Eleven because lunches were not provided for them while they lived at the hotels.
We had $16 a day per person for our meals. That included the taxes and so you can imagine, we never had 3 meals a day there, and we were always out-of-pocket expenses.
Kenny still thinks the area of Love Canal is dangerous to live in.
I don't know how much longer I can fight, but I think till they put me 6 feet under, I will be very vocal and will continue to fight and try to get the message out what's going on, because it's about the only thing I can do.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.